At least one candidate running for MPP for Bruce Gray Owen Sound would like to see the end of the proposed pumped storage energy project planned on the shore of Georgian Bay. TC Energy is proposing the construction of a large reservoir on top of the Niagara Escarpment on the military base located just outside of Meaford. The facility would see water pumped up to the reservoir from Georgian Bay and later released downhill, powering turbines to generate electricity. In recent months, proponent TC Energy has partnered with the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation as the project moves through the environmental assessment process. The proposal has generated plenty of controversy and opposition from people worried about the impact to Georgian Bay, the risk for homes nearby, and others who say the project is a money pit. Shortly before the election was called, the Ford government announced it was spending $285 million to assist TC Energy with formulating a detailed cost estimate and with its environmental assessment reports required for the project. Green candidate Joel Lawhead was outraged by the news that the provincial government had provided $285 million in funding for the proposed pumped storage project. He called the funding a $285 million gift to a fossil fuel company worth $100 billion. Even though there is widespread opposition, and very reasonable opposition, it's being steamrolled ahead as a backroom deal, which is unsurprising from the Doug Ford government, said Lawhead. Pumped storage can be good, but only good pumped storage projects are good, and this is not a good pumped storage project. Lawhead and Green Party leader Mike Schreiner spoke about the pumped storage project during the campaign at a special meeting in Meaford held on February 9. Lawhead said the enormous energy required to build the reservoir and install the turbines needed to generate the electricity negates the value of the whole project. The carbon payback is not worth it right out of the gate, said Lawhead. In terms of being an energy project, it's not worth it. Liberal candidate Selwyn Hicks didn't rule out the potential of the project. Hicks said the province's recent announcement of funding for the pumped storage project shocked him, but he also noted that the project has merit and shouldn't be dismissed out of hand. If done right, it could have a lot of benefit for our area, he said. But $285 million to TC Energy to do their environmental studies? Why are taxpayers paying for that? We're not talking about a small company here. Hicks said he is pleased that Saugeen Ojibwe Nation is involved with the project. I have a lot of confidence in the Indigenous partner in this, because I know paramount for them is their concern for the environment, their concern for the land, and their concern for the water, said Hicks. I know they're not going to take these things lightly. Progressive Conservative candidate Paul Vickers said he can support the pumped storage proposal, provided it is safe for the environment and surrounding community. As long as it passes all the environmental assessments and the scientific community deems that it's safe, what's wrong with having a $4 billion project and having that money spent inside the riding and the local community? Vickers said, noting that the construction of the facility would have enormous economic impact on Gray, Bruce, and Simcoe counties. There is no downside to this as long as it's safe. If it's not safe, I don't want any part of it. Vickers said the project has the potential to help diversify Ontario's power generation system for future generations. Nobody wants a province that has brownouts. Nobody wants a province that can't have new industries because we don't have enough power, said Vickers. TC Energy has confirmed their project won't be generating more electricity. In fact, it will be returning about 75% of what it uses to the grid. The idea is to pump the water up to the reservoir at night when demand is potentially lower and let the water back into the bay, using gravity during the day, returning power to the grid when the demand is potentially higher. NDP candidate James Harris said it is absolutely imperative that Saugeen Ojibwe Nation approves the proposal and is satisfied the project is environmentally safe. Harris said the environmental review process must be extensive. It needs to be rigorous. It needs to be transparent. It needs to open, he said. The stakeholders that are going to be living with this need to be able to have their say. Harris said he questions what type of jobs will accompany the pumped storage project after the initial construction phase. What kinds of jobs are we talking about that are going to be around long-term? He said, adding concerns about wildlife in Georgian Bay must be addressed. I want to live in a world where there are fish. If we're going to go ahead with this sort of thing, we need to make sure that is addressed.